Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. A few years ago, a Missouri Synod pastor, Dr. David Lupke, published a book concerning worship that sent ripples throughout our beloved church. Its title, Lutheran Substance, Evangelical Style. In this book, he blatantly advocates that worship style and doctrinal substance are not organically linked. Therefore, he is convinced that one can exchange the style and substance of Lutheran liturgy and hymns for the style of American evangelicalism and still maintain the Lutheran substance of the Christian faith that we confess. The critique of his position in the years which have followed has been justly severe, has consistently emphasized the important and living connection between style and substance, often quoting the phrase, as one prays, so one believes. One is going to change the style of fruit in a garden, he must first change the substance of the seedbed that brings forth that fruit. Is God, however, really that concerned about style? Is not the heart what he is concerned about when it comes to worship? One doesn't have to read far into the Bible to see God's concern for both substance and style in worship. The latter half of the book of Exodus and the book of Leviticus are filled with details of worship style, so that God's people Israel would show the one God whom they worship was substantively distinct from the false gods of Egypt and Canaan. What about Jesus? Is he concerned with style? He says, "Be continually on your guard against practicing your righteous acts," the RSV said charitable acts, "before men to be noticed by them, otherwise you will have no reward with your Father who is in heaven. When therefore you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be honored by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full, but when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your alms may be in secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you." These words of our Lord demonstrate God's concern for worship style did not cease with the coming of the new covenant in Jesus Christ. These words come in the very midst of our Lord's Sermon on the Mount that Matthew records for us. Jesus is preaching about some stylistic matters of worship, and we know that because he follows this talk about almsgiving with talk about prayer and fasting. All of these are about worship, because he wants to point out the fact that stylistic matters of worship show forth substantive differences of the faith of his followers from the faith of other Jews. Jesus' opening statement is broad, inclusive, and ongoing policy command. It can be certainly applied even beyond almsgiving, prayer, or the fasting and worship. He says, "Be continually on guard against practicing your righteous acts before men to be noticed by them, otherwise you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven." Jesus is obviously not discouraging righteous acts in any way, but he does caution against a certain style with which those righteous acts are carried out. He illustrates this general command in the two verses that follow by talking about almsgiving. To make it very clear, he first condemns the style that should be avoided. Do not sound a trumpet before you give, as well as commends the style that should be followed. Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. At the very root of the problem in Jewish worship style that Jesus confronts here is the substantive difference in how one understands God. Jesus brings out this substantive difference with the repeated mention of reward. Otherwise, they have no reward with your Father who is in heaven. They have their full reward, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. To put it very bluntly, the Jews' style of attention-getting almsgiving reflected an understanding of their obedience to the law that merited reward from God. It is this substantive issue that God rewards people in direct proportion to their sanctification that leads Jesus to critique Jewish worship. He taught that the kingdom is not founded on merit based upon obedience, but it's founded upon the rich and lavish grace of a heavenly Father. Many Jews had lost sight of that grace as the foundation for their relationship with God, and Jesus knew how dangerous the loss of that grace was. One wants to go on a merit system with God, then one has to have perfect righteousness in all thought, word, and deed. But there is no one who is righteous, not even one. None or all of our righteous acts can merit the abundant forgiveness that we need because of our manifold unrighteousness. And that is why Jesus states that the only reward such a relationship with God will merit will be the fleeting and paltry recognition of others. Jesus unveils the substance of God as gracious in the brief words of our text with the phrase, "Your Father." Jesus calls him Father because he is a creator who loves his offspring in spite of our rebellion. The substance of God as our loving Father shows itself in a style of worship that does not draw attention to our actions, but continually focuses on God's gracious actions in making and keeping us his children. This style of worship does not point to what human hands have given so that we may respond with clapping, but it points to what the hands of our gracious Father gave when he placed his one legitimate son in the womb of the Virgin Mary and then laid him on Calvary's cross as the full payment for all of his illegitimate children born in sin. It is a style that points to the grace of God shown day after day, Lord's Day after Lord's Day, as he washes and feeds his children so that they may, day after day, Lord's Day after Lord's Day, care for others. It is a worship style that directs us away from the hollow praise from fellow humans to the holy heavenly feast in the company of God and his saints that we could never begin to merit. And your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.